The Climate Change Advisory Council has warned that the timelines for delivering core measures within the Climate Action Plan are not progressing fast enough. In a letter to the three coalition party leaders and Housing Minister Dara O'Brien, the council has highlighted issues with the planning system that it believes could hamper progress. We can talk to the chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, Mary Donnelly, who joins us now. Very good afternoon to you, and thank you for speaking to us once again. You've specifically raised concerns now with the coalition in relation to blockages and delays and problems with the planning system. What are the issues here?
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Brian. Our concern is as follows, that almost all of the infrastructure and indeed that we need for the climate action will require planning. And if I take electricity, you've already discussed earlier in the programme about the price of electricity. And we know that we're paying very high prices for electricity because we are dependent on imported fossil fuels. Our option is to use our own resources, wind and solar, as fast as possible. We have national targets for the rollout of renewable electricity between now and 2030. It's going to mean quite a doubling of the capacity. That means lots of planning applications coming in, let's say, at local level. And at the moment, the resources at local authority level doesn't exist to process these applications. And the ESRI, for example, has done an analysis and has shown that electricity prices are about 10% higher because of planning delays. So this is an area that we really need to address with some urgency in order to reduce the cost, but also achieve our targets.
And it's not just new applications for new offshore wind, but it's also existing wind farms onshore for which the planning will expire in due course.
Absolutely. The early planning approvals that were given for the first wind farms were about 15 years, but a wind turbine will last at least 25, 30, maybe even 35 years, and the wind farm can be repowered. So to lose a wind farm because of planning ending at the end of 15 years, it seems that on the one hand, we're trying to increase the numbers, and on the other hand, we're taking them down. Between now and 2030, we're looking at losing 287 turbines because of this planning limitation. We don't apply planning limitations to factories or indeed houses. Mm-hmm. There isn't a reason to do it for wind farms. If the technology doesn't work, then of course it will stop. But in fact, technology for wind farms has improved enormously, and we can now, what they call, repower these turbines to be much more effective and much more efficient. So it really is important to be able to use the existing spaces that we have and not lose them.
Minister Eamon Ryan has said he agrees with you. He says, and I quote, the planning system is our biggest constraint, but he says we have a backlog. It's important we get that backlog cleared. But the fact that there is a backlog and it'll take time means there isn't going to be early resolution of this.
Well, there is one area that I think that's very important, and indeed the government announced it in December last year when they revoked the interim guidelines. They said they would come forward with a renewable electric spatial policy where they would do a plan-led approach to the rollout of both wind and solar and other renewable technologies. This was promised for the first quarter of this year. We're now in May. Now that's talking about it coming through in the third quarter, which is why we said in our letter it absolutely has to come in September, because investors are waiting, but equally local authorities and county managers are waiting for this in order to be able to make decisions for local applications for wind and solar farms.
All right. And of course, and just briefly, if I might, at the end, there's also other areas, particularly planning permission for what are described as sustainable residential development, not one-off houses, but much, much more concentrated accommodation.
Absolutely. So in our national development plan, we have a target for sustainable and compact settlement within urban spaces. Unfortunately, we're not meeting that target. And the recent analysis done by the OECD has pointed out that the target, in fact, is not sufficiently strict. So in the revision of the National Development Plan, which is to start this year, we really need to think very clearly about how we roll out sustainable and compact settlements and how we actually stick to those targets in the rollout.
All right, we leave it there. Mary Donnelly, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council. Thanks for talking to us.